John chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse. It may not be quite as richly structured and powerful as John's Passion account, but it is beautiful and stunning nonetheless. This is our third week into it, and Jesus is about to hit his stride. Last week, the crowd said, "Well, Moses gave the people manna from heaven. What can you do?" Only the Old Testament never says the manna was from heaven. Moses said, "This is the bread the Lord has given you for food." Jesus is the only bread that has come down from heaven. Today, the Jews murmur about Jesus being from heaven. In the desert, the Jews were constantly murmuring against Moses. Now they murmur against Jesus and his claim to come from heaven. Do you ever murmur about another? About the church? About God? Jesus replies, "Well, if you don't really pray and listen to God the Father, then it's understandable why you would murmur against me. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me." If Jesus doesn't make sense to us, it's because we don't really know God the Father. Someone asked me once how I can be sure that God is real. How do I know we didn't just make God up? And I replied, "Well, if I were making God up, he'd look and act a lot differently than he does now. he'd listen to me a lot more." But he doesn't. If I were making him up, he'd be a lot more in my image, which, by the way, is kind of how the pagan gods used to act. Very anthropomorphic, very human. But the God of Israel, the God of Jesus Christ, is real and free and wild. We neither control him nor shape him, but we can enter into relationship with him. And therein lies the challenge. Do I have a living relationship with the Father? Do I have a living relationship with Jesus? A living relationship with the Holy Spirit? How much time do I spend with him in prayer each day? We make time for sleep and family and work and entertainment, and we get important benefits from those things. But many of us haven't yet accepted the benefits of a living relationship with the Lord. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me and will have eternal life. Listening to the Father means prayer. It means time on my knees, prayer time in a chair, prayer time prostrate on the floor. It means time reading and listening to the Gospels. If we don't do those things, then maybe we come to church, but are we really coming to Jesus? And they're not the same. Our missionaries and our campus ministry team frequently issue our students a 30-day prayer challenge, where the student is challenged to pray for an hour every day for 30 days. And it doesn't have to be all at once. It can be 30 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes at night. And they promise to accompany them as they go along the way. The point is that Jesus says spending time listening to his Father is essential for any follower of him. We need more followers of him. Christians who are not just sacramentalized, but evangelized, who don't just come to church, but listen to the Heavenly Father in regular and consistent prayer. And if you're not sure how to pray for 30 minutes, let alone for an hour, please contact Father Andrew or myself or any of our staff. And there are some great helps available on the Hallow app or the Amen app or on form.org or any other of a number of beautiful Catholic resources available today. This Sunday and next Sunday, Jesus gets really deep on the meaning of the Eucharist, and I'm gonna talk about that. But it'll all just be a glorious head trip unless you start a serious prayer life today. Jesus says, whoever believes has eternal life. And then the very next line, he talks about eating. He says, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat it and not die. He came so that we might eat the Eucharist and not die. Faith gives eternal life, but this free and wild Savior associates faith with eating. What do we sing in the responsorial song? Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. A lover's kiss is a desire to taste the goodness of the other. It's the desire to unite oneself as totally as possible with the one whom we love. When we eat earthly food, that food becomes part of us, right? There's a union. The old saying is that we are what we eat. Jesus calls himself food, the bread of life. We eat earthly food, it becomes part of us, and eventually we die. We eat the bread of life, we become part of him, and he will never die. And if that's not being clear enough, he says even more strongly, the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Our Eucharist is first and foremost about faith and love. But make no doubt, it's also about communion, about eating the bread of life. Faith has to come first, but faith culminates in communion. What happens if we receive communion without faith? St. Paul says, we grieve the Holy Spirit. He also says we eat and drink condemnation upon ourselves. Faith opens the door so that the communion we receive is fruitful. The communion of husband and wife without trust or love makes little sense and can even be harmful. It's no different with this communion. In the first reading, the prophet Elijah is told to eat the bread of angels, else the journey will be too much for him. And he eats and drinks not once, but twice, and is strengthened enough by that food to journey 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God. Elijah had been depressed. He was ready to give it all up. He lays down to die. And this heavenly bread strengthens him, lifts him up to journey to God. We come to communion not once or twice, but continuously with the divine bread of life. And the strength of this food enables us to walk to the mountain of God as well. The bread of life strengthens us not for this world, which is passing and corrupt and temporary. Our true spiritual Eucharistic bread is the flesh of Christ. And that strengthens us not to walk to some mountain, but all the way to heaven. So here's the homework for the week, which is actually homework for a month. Make a designated prayer time or times every day for 30 days. Give the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit the time in prayer where he can truly prepare your heart for communion with his Son. There's nothing more important than that.